Hello, this is Emma. I hope you're doing really well. Tonight's video, as I'm sure you've noticed already, is nice, simple, relaxing together. Colouring in with this book here. There are some lovely patterns, and I especially like them because they are quite satisfying. Mirror image. Symmetrical patterns, all different shapes, and a lot of them have flowers as well. All a blur, isn't it? Lately. Don't they nice? And we're going to use these fiber tips. Colouring pens in this tin. They're a nice strong colour, easy to use as well. Lovely bold colours. As you can see, I have bookmarked a page already, so let's find that. Lovely bookmark. daughter bought it for me for Mother's Day. It has pressed flowers. Inside. And gold foil. With a tassel. The end. I will ask her for the link for you. They're really pretty. Pop that over there. So this pattern here is flowers, leaves, centerpiece, some leaves here. And pretty swirly patterns around the flowers and the leaves. So let's make it come to life with the pens. You can probably tell red colours. So hopefully you like those too. Let's go for this one first. It's like a teal colour, green. And we'll start in the centre. Quite thinnish tips. So good for detail. Colours are nice and strong. Try not to double over because it leaves patches. So I'll keep those two in the green and then a different colour here. But while I have this colour, going to go around these flowers here. Around the outline first and then colour in the middle. As you can see, I'm left-handed. I push it forward so you can see. Perhaps go a little faster normally, but I don't really want to make any harsh sounds for you, so I'll keep it nice and steady. And then as we go along, filling in design. I shall edit so that whole thing one item at a time. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2 leaves. Now, let's go for purple. On those teeth, of course. What I might do is turn the book around so that it's more practical. For the left-handed person, that's better. Two little, four little sections here. They're pretty. Nice. Then let's change out the colour and go for some pink. It's like a dusty cerise. Strong color, and the ink comes out beautifully. To the outer petals as well, and then I'll put another colour in there. 너무 좋아요. Now we have a centerpiece. Isn't it pretty? So I'm going to continue these sections here and get a little further along, and then I'll show you. And there we are. Do you like it? So we have a green theme around here, and on the back of these leaves it's gold. Same there. And then on this side, blue, green, cerise, gold. And these cerise pink and purple flowers on the outside. It's really colourful, isn't it? So all that is left to colour in are these three flowers on each corner there. We could colour in the background, but I quite like it as white. So I think what we'll do is go with green and then colours for the flowers. Let's be traditional. Let's go for this deep green here. And this is the same green that's in the middle. Thank you. fill them in. I really enjoy it. And it really helps me to focus and just concentrate on one thing. And that's filling in the space with colour. And I really like these bold colours, and I don't think too much about whether they go together. In fact, I quite like it when they clash a little. But they don't really, do they? Some more pink, but this time a lighter pink colour. That's nice. Thin nib, this one. So move it on its side. Okay, get a wider line. go for now. Let's do this one. This is like another cerise. It's nice. And just pop it on either side there. And then the last one. Pretty. And very satisfying to do as well. You enjoyed that? I did. And I hope you're feeling calm and sleepy. And you have a lovely, long, restful night's sleep. Okay. Lots of love. Sweet dreams, and good night.